One of the country's most eccentric attractions turns 20 today. Carhenge is a sculpture in rural western Nebraska that is made out of cars. Area residents once considered it little more than an eyesore, but as Nebraska Public Radio's Avishai Artsy reports, it's become a tourist magnet to the delight of the local folk.
Local artist Jim Reinders grew up in the small railroad town of Alliance. When his father died in 1982 and relatives gathered for the funeral, he suggested they return in 5 years and build a massive sculpture made up of old cars painted gray.
The initial reaction was one of a great surprise and bewilderment. They really didn't know what was going on.
Carhenge is a full-scale replica of England's Stonehenge, a mysterious pilgrimage site built 5,000 years ago. Both consist of large gray slabs arranged in a circle, some standing upright and others stacked into arches. Surrounded by rolling fields of prairie grass stretching to the horizon, many of the town's nearly 9,000 residents initially hated the installation, and the state tried to have it torn down, but a group of supporters kept it alive. Standing in the newly built visitor center, Alliance native Rocky Chalker says he was one of the early critics.
I thought it was a mess when they first started. What in the heck are they doing to the good fields and good pasture grounds? I'm like, idiots. What are you guys doing? We need grounds for cattle and all that. And then Mom says, oh, that looks like Stonehenge over there in England. What the heck, Stonehenge?
Rocky's father, Bob Chalker, is a retired sheet metal welder. His face is sun-leathered, and his bright blue eyes peer out from underneath an immaculate white cowboy hat.
We've kind of been forgotten out here in the Sandhills for years. Yeah. Now it's starting getting some recognition.
This weekend, the Chalkers are hosting a family reunion, and distant relatives from England are visiting. Denise and Ray Davis live about 30 miles from Stonehenge.
It looks the right color. It looks like Stonehenge.
The statues or rocks are too close together, but it looks like it. Yeah.
Becky Thomas curates the local history museum. She says Alliance has gradually come to embrace Carhenge, largely because of the estimated 30,000 tourists a month it draws in the summer.
This was a gift that landed in our lap, and while we were slow to accept it and say thank you, I think the most hardened heart has come around and realized that this is the best thing that ever happened to us.
Town residents have big plans for Carhenge. They want to set up a croquet course and call it Carkay. They hope to start a summer concert series for kids called Hangin' at the Henge. But mostly they want people to come to the Sandhills of western Nebraska to see Carhenge with their own eyes. For NPR News, I'm Avishai Artsy.